Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, and welcome to Sassy Speaks, the podcast for everything Hong Kong. I'm your host, Sarmai. Every week, I'll be sitting down with two awesome guests. We'll be having candid conversations about everything Hong Kong, from all the dating tips to managing your personal finances. We're not holding anything back. Here we go. What's your go-to meal for when you have friends over? Have you graduated beyond mixing vodka and Coke together and passing it off as a cocktail? Is your spice cupboard well-stocked? To me, good answers to these questions are the true sign of adulting. Hosting in your home, especially when home sizes are on the smaller end to say the least, can be incredibly nerve-wracking. But let's face it, it's not healthy for your wallet or your body to be eating out every day. So we're sitting down with Matt and Victoria, owners of some of our favorite F&B spots in Hong Kong, to talk about how you can bring those little touches into your own home and finally become the adult you were always meant to be. Warning, this episode may leave you with a bit of an appetite. I'm really excited to have you guys on board. One of the things that we wanted to bring you in to talk about was basically living at home or making your home a home is difficult in small spaces in Hong Kong. But one of the things that's on the rise now is like entertaining at home, really like making your like pantry and your bar and your sort of food area feel a lot more comfortable. Just like eating out is expensive in Hong Kong. So for us, like, you know, you want to bring in lunches, you want to be able to cook a quick dinner at home, but everything is really fast paced in Hong Kong. So we're going to get your thoughts on what it takes to really make your house a home in terms of the food and drink that you have, how you can entertain at home, what some really cool dishes that you can impress the shit out of your friends with, you know, that kind of stuff. But first I'd like for you guys to just introduce yourselves briefly, just in your own words. What got you here? How did you end up in Hong Kong?
Well, my family's from here. I was born in California, but I've lived here pretty much after I graduated from college in California. I got where I am today because I used to work in events. I took a leap of faith, saw there was something missing in a drink scene in Hong Kong. I was studying wine at the time, but I decided to actually jump to cocktails. And it's been 4 years since I've opened The Woods, a cocktail bar, and we now focus on a few different aspects of good drinking, which includes canned cocktails, obviously the bar itself, but also an events catering service that offers drink and food consultations.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm Matt, and I've been here for 10 years. Originally came here as the chef of Zuma, and then I saw my contract out for the 2 years and never left. I would end up opening Yardbird about 7 years ago, and we opened Ronin 5 years ago. Open and closed Sunday's Grocery 4 years ago, and then closed it 2 years later. And Hong Kong's home.
Cool. All right, so because Hong Kong is home, I'm going to ask you this first. What are your top three restaurants and bars in Hong Kong?
Top three restaurants. I generally go places, I guess it depends on who I'm with. If I'm with my kids, then it's wherever I can make them happy. Mika Saya in TST, which is a really small sushi bar, super nice dude. That was great. I end up going to Balon when I want something kind of fail-safe, like that I know, because Daniel's just amazing. I go to Garcon Saigon a lot because I like eating like that. I just like eating like, you know, with all the vegetables and things. Bao also is just a really good chef. Bars, I don't go out that much.
I guess I'll answer it. Bars is a little easier for me. I have my usual haunts. I'm always at the Globe. If you can't find me at my bar, I'm probably at the Globe. Because it's just beers, comfortable. It's basically my Cheers. Everybody knows each other, and there's always awesome craft beers on tap. And people are so nice. So that's basically where I'm at. If I feel like cocktails, then I have to say the Old Man is my favorite bar, cocktail bar. It's just amazing. Those guys are phenomenal. And it's such a cozy space, and just around, right around the corner of where I work. And last but not least, I actually love Bilan's Upstairs Bar. That's actually, I love just having a bottle of wine there. It's really quiet usually, and I love their bread.
Oh, that's like also one of my favorite things. Bread basket. Oh,
I just literally sit up there with a bottle of wine and their bread and butter.
That sounds fab.
I second the Old Man, and the bread's good.
Yeah. Okay, so we know that you guys both run wildly successful businesses. I'm not saying that just because you're here. The Woods, I love your bar. It's amazing. I already told you how much I love Yardbird. The corn fritters, favorite thing on the menu. I know it's like a Yakitori place, but the corn fritters, man.
It's fine.
They're so good. But do you guys entertain at home?
I do. Yeah, I mean, we have people over at my house a lot. A lot of the time it's the same people I work with. And my family, like I have two brothers and a sister that all live in Hong Kong, so there's lots of kids around usually. Just keep it really simple. You know, people bring booze, or there's sometimes booze already there. And then usually I'll just cook something thematic. So either, like, a lot of the time it ends up being Mexican food, because there's just not enough Mexican food in my life here.
What's your go-to Mexican dish?
Always different. We do a lot of like tinga de pollo, which is like just like braised chicken, lots of different salsas. Try and make our own tortillas. We go to the wet market usually and just buy like some fresh fish and just either just roast it or steam it or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love having people over because I'm the type of person who gets too caught up at work, and at the end of the day, I just want to pass out, and I realize that takes a big hit on my social life. So the easiest thing for me to do is tell people, then why don't you just come over? So I love having people over. I love just winding down days that way. I love brunches with friends because I think that's a slightly easier meal to make.
Go-to brunch. What's your go-to brunch meal?
I do try to make something different every time, but the easy one, if I don't want to think, would be just to get some smoked salmon, some bagels, lox.
Yes.
that's just definitely going to always be there if I don't have time to prep anything else.
Yeah. Okay, both of your places have very strong vibes, very unique, sort of can't really get them anywhere else in Hong Kong. But how important is like creating the ambience to you? I'm sure it is very important because you guys have such cool vibes, but how do you go about creating something like that?
Well, the Woods was very much founded on the idea that I wanted a place that I would enjoy hanging out with at myself, and there wasn't really that in Hong Kong 4 years ago, so I was looking for something that was, it was classy, but also chill. It didn't need to be pretentious, overtly pretentious, and laid back and can actually hear the other person talk. That's what we set out to do, but with design elements infused into it, because My sister's an architect, and I was a graphic designer and marketing designer at one point, so that played a big role in how we set up the space. At home, it's not as thorough. Sadly, I don't own my own home here yet, but in terms of vibes at home, if it's dinners, it's super easy. It's candles. It's candles, and during the day, it's great because we get great sunlight, and that was one of the prerequisites when I chose where to live. So,
and whereabouts do you live at the moment?
Mid-levels.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So, big windows, lots of sunlight. That's all you really need for good vibes, during brunch at least.
Yeah. And then candles at night.
And candles at night, exactly.
For us, I mean, Yardbird, the original location, it was the first time I ever built a restaurant, so I didn't really take into consideration the acoustics very well. So it took a year. Originally, I mean, we always wanted to have kind of like a house party vibe, which we always had. But that was mostly because we were all drinking. And then it was more like the customers just joined us while we were all drinking. And but initially, we didn't have any soundproofing or anything like that. So it was really echoey. After the first year, we made enough money to put in soundproofing. And then with the new one, I spent a lot more on speakers and more technical soundproofing and sound, or just acoustic, you know, kind of... That I think is the most important thing. By no means are we going to turn the music down, but we play it really loud with really high quality speakers and have proper acoustic absorption and that kind of placement. We put a lot of thought into that. That does a lot for energy.
Do you get requests to turn down the music?
Yeah, sometimes. also for Yardbird, like both the architecture of both spaces was, they had these pillars. So the first one, the small one, had a pillar right in the middle, and that's where everyone kind of stood around and waited for a table. And now the new place has three pillars, and that's what creates a lot of the energy, is people standing up and waiting for tables and hanging out. And a lot of people don't even want to sit, you know. So like, that's a big difference, I think, between like people kind of sometimes look past that in our restaurant, but I think that's a huge part of our culture, is like the standing culture, and it's great for like kind of when you don't know if you want to commit to dinner and you just say, let's meet for drinks, and you can have a snack, and then, you know, if the Tinder date doesn't go so well, you can, you know, just leave and you don't have to sit down and spend a fortune, or, you know, you can hang out.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So in Hong Kong, it's hard to have that much control over, like, your actual home. You can't really, you know, knock out walls and put in new things if you don't own it. Any tips for, like, how you've... Any decor, any specific thing you've done to make it feel more at home?
I definitely put up frames of stuff, even though you're told not to, because I believe in the toothpaste trick.
What is the toothpaste trick?
Which is like, if you put holes in a wall, you can actually essentially caulk it back with toothpaste. I did that in college. Literally looks just like real wall.
Got your deposit back.
Yes, exactly. So it's worked for me once. Hopefully it works again, but I insist on putting things on walls.
Yeah, maybe just don't share this with your landlord.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he's not listening.
What do you do to make house home? Especially with kids, I mean, you must also, like, you probably want to kid-proof it a little bit, right?
My kids are old enough that they don't smash their heads on things anymore. A lot of art. I have a lot of art. Good speakers and less shit. Like, just, like, trying to constantly not have clutter. I have a very minimal house. Like, there's not a lot of stuff in there. And always trying to get rid of things if I feel like they're kind of piling up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just kind of just pieces that you like.
keep it simple. What's your go-to breakfast, lunch, dinner, and drink?
Breakfast has to be... I make a pretty good scrambled egg.
Solid.
I wake up kind of hungry every day, so I have to make scrambled eggs, and I always have a big bowl of berries. So that's just go-to breakfast. Easy, quick, no fuss. Lunch and dinner, a little bit tougher. Can I answer more drinks?
Yeah, sure. If that's what gets you through a tough
day, I'm just like, yes,
fine.
Absolutely. That does. I'm very sad to say. Oh, I do drink a lot of tea now. I drink a lot of green tea to get through the day. I didn't give up on caffeine.
No.
I tried. Drinks, I always need beer. Always need craft beer at the end of the day of some sort.
What's your favorite local Hong Kong beer, if you have one?
They're also good. I love Young Masters Pale Ale just as a go-to. I love Heroes. All their beers are amazing. And they come in cans, which is nice and convenient. I love Bianco Vermouth on rocks. I love... there's so many if you want to go into the drinks trio. I'm just like, all of these are perfect for me for ending the day with. So, or just, you know, a glass of wine.
Yeah. Good glass of wine.
Yes, good glass of
pretty
wine.
Pretty much all problems.
Red, white, rosé, I don't care. They all work.
Breakfast is avocado and poached eggs. Lunch would be... chicken pho. Dinner. I don't eat much dinner.
you just drink away at the restaurant. That's fine. Yeah.
Dinner. Right now, sardines. There's a really good sardines. Just eating grilled sardine. Maybe some vegetables. Drink whiskey or tequila. I mean, either one.
Yeah.
And soda. That's it. That's my... whiskey and soda or tequila soda? That's
all
it.
All right. Go-to drinks. It's very hard for me to drink straight up spirits, but maybe I'll grow into it. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, drink enough whiskey.
You'll grow up one day.
One day.
Yes, one day.
I'll be an adult. Yeah, that's what this is all about. Right?
Yeah.
Adulting through entertaining at home. That's exactly what it is. What would you say is in your starter pantry? Like, someone is just coming into, you know, growing into entertaining at home, cooking for themselves, not relying on delivery so much, and also wants to make, like, a mean cocktail or a drink at home. What's always stocked in your fridge or pantry?
Good tonic water. Gin of your liking. Campari and vermouth to make a Negroni. Whiskey to make an old-fashioned with, or just drink straight or on the rocks. Those are the easiest things. Barely anything you need to do to them. And definitely a good tequila. When you have friends over and you just need that something else. And it's good to drink straight, too.
Yeah.
So for me, that's your starter bar.
I think for food, just having good salt, citrus. Like, I always have, like, at least 5 lemons in my fridge at all times. Because there's very few. Basically, you can do anything. You can make salad dressings. You can brighten up anything. If you fuck something up and make it too salty, that's the only way that you can go backwards. There's no other real way to desalinate something. Like, even though it's still going to taste salty, at least you can kind of balance it. Also for drinks, I mean, it's just always good to have citrus on hand. And then it's just like, it's just really about just being committed to buying good, fresh things. You know, it doesn't have to be fancy, it just has to be fresh.
Finally, Hong Kong homes, again, pretty difficult to make things work in terms of space, the layouts aren't ideal. If you have one tip for making your home ideal for hosting, what would it be?
Okay, have enough glassware. I know this sounds really silly, but then I didn't realize how much glassware I was going to need for hosting people.
Yeah.
Because when people need water, somebody needs coffee, and then you got all your wines, and then you have a different wine before you finish your first wine, champagne. Like, there's so much glassware. And I know this isn't great for small homes, but it's one of those things that you realize when you're having people over that you really need. Lots of glassware.
Fair. You can't eat if there are no plates.
Yeah.
Or, I mean,
yeah,
I guess you could.
That's right. We could. Everything out of a mug, but we're not in college anymore. But some things do taste better out of a mug.
True. Mug cakes.
Yes.
For me, I think just trying not to do too much when people come over and actually just get the chance to enjoy, hang out, keep it relaxed. don't make people feel like they need to do anything. That's about it.
Just relaxed and glassware. Cool. Well, thank you for your insights into that, guys. I have one final round for you. So this segment's called Sassy or Not Sassy.
It's my favorite segment.
Before we start, I'd like for you guys to give me a one sentence definition of what sassy means to you.
Means you don't really care what other people think about you, and we're proud of it. I guess.
That works.
Yeah, I like that definition.
All right, cool. So the way this works is that I'm going to give you something and give you, in this case, these are fun food and beverage trends, and you're going to tell me whether it's sassy or not sassy. So number one, activated charcoal in everything.
Not sassy.
Not sassy.
Yes, thank you. I'm so happy to hear that. My friends are like super into it. I'm like, I just don't know. I'm not a fan.
It's good if you have diarrhea. That's about it.
All right. Take note, friends. Yes. No activated charcoal. All right. Number two, unicorn-inspired foods.
Not sassy.
Have you guys ever tried anything unicorn-flavored?
Next question.
All right. Number three, meat substitutes.
Very sassy.
Yeah, sassy-ish.
Molecular mixology.
Ugh, not sassy.
So not sassy.
Why? I'm curious.
Well, I am definitely have always been for using fresh seasonal ingredients where you can really let it shine. To be fair, there are things that you can do to fresh ingredients that can bring out some cool flavors or different stuff, but then, you know, there's an extent to when it just becomes...
A drink just shouldn't take that long to make. It shouldn't take 10 times longer to make than it does to drink.
All right, fair. And last and our final one, all truffle everything.
So not sassy.
Wow, you guys are really not into food trends. All right, but thank you so much, both of you guys, for taking time out of your day to be a part of our podcast. Any last words for our listeners?
Guys, drink good stuff, eat good stuff.
Which you can do both of those things at either the Woods or Yardbird. So be sure to check those out, as well as checking out our website for the newest cool, fun things to eat and drink around Hong Kong. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So that's all for today, folks. Hope you enjoyed yourself and learned something new from our guests. If you want to dive deeper into today's topic, we've got all the information you need, as well as some extra reading, in the show notes, as well as on our website. If you've liked what you've heard, be sure to subscribe, review, and share our podcast with your friends, your family, your next-door neighbors, strangers on the street. Hey, it could be the best conversation starter. You can find us anywhere on social media at Sassy Hong Kong if you want to connect with our team some more. We couldn't have made this podcast without the help of some amazing people, so a big thank you to our producer, Susie, and the team at Create Productions. Without our guests, we literally wouldn't have anything to talk about. So as always, show them some love and follow them on the internets. And finally, the biggest thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us along the way. This has been Sassy Speaks. Sarmai out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.